around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
In excess. Australian bands, one of my kind. Yes,
exactly, Australian bands.
You said you're going to take me three songs. Give me one.
I thought it was just a case, yeah.
Well, when you open them with In Excess, yeah. You know, that's the... And I've learned to find out, come back.
I had to... that's next. I had to struggle to find eight good rock bands from Australia. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. It's not easy.
Are you guys done?
Yes, we are.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim, the most trivia knowledgeable individual that we know in the history of man. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, CQ. Good morning, Trev Henry, behind the glass, keeping us in line.
How's the mayor of Gilbert doing?
Doing all right. I'm hanging in there.
There you go. There you go.
Just want to make sure you're with us.
And good morning to all the listeners across the fruited plains and around the globe. Oh, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got the Masters postmortem, baby, and there's a lot of stuff to unpack from that.
Well, let's jump right on into it because there is plenty to talk about. Scottie Scheffler. Everybody in the world selected Scotty as the favorite to win, and you know, the funny thing is, golf is probably the hardest sport to be able to say that the favorite is going to win.
Yes, it's very difficult to pick a winner.
And Scotty lived up to the task and did win. He won by four shots over Ludvig Åberg. And who finished at 7 under par, fired a final round 69. Tommy Fleetwood, Max Homa, and Colin Morikawa all had chances to be able to make something happen. Tommy Fleetwood shot 69, Max Homa shot 73, and Colin Morikawa shot 74 on their way to a T3. Cam Smith kind of started to try and make some noise. He finished, he shot 71, he's 2 under par. Tied for sixth with Bryson DeChambeau. But the funny thing, when you look at this leaderboard, the top five players, all from the PGA Tour, which was mentioned specifically by one Jim Nance, how he threw that little shot over the bow.
Yeah, I saw it. Listen, there's so much to talk about this, and if we get clogged up talking about Liv and Jim Nance's take on that little jab he threw, I think we're missing the whole point. You know, Scheffler was the favorite going in,
right.
And not pretty much prohibited. Him and Rory were the two favorites, although Scheffler was the predominant favorite. You know, Scottie Scheffler is the baddest cat on the planet right now. He is the Mike Tyson of golf when Mike Tyson was in his prime. He went wire to wire, and his round on Sunday, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, wow, we might have a little drama. And as soon as you thought there might be room for a little drama, he birdies 8, par 5, okay, good birdie. Birdies 9.
Almost holes it.
Right. Birdies 9. Great birdie. And birdies 10. And then the pursuers kind of, you know, did you know what in the bed on 11. And then...
Yeah. What were they thinking?
Well, you never miss... Well, it happens time after time after time. But one of the fundamental things in playing 11 is don't miss it left.
Right.
You know, you look at where Scheffler hit his ball on Sunday on 11, just right, just a little right of the green. It's an easy up and down. Larry Mize chipped in and won the Masters from that position.
Hey, Eric and Mark Howell, what are they thinking?
Oberg. But besides Scheffler, we're going to go deep into the whole Scottie Scheffler and Masters, but I think this was a continuation of Ludvig Åberg's coming out party.
Rookie of the year.
Well, yeah. For those that didn't know who had been sleeping on a rock, look out for Ludwig is all I can say. But the guy that I feel really bad for, I mean, how can you feel bad for a T3 at the Masters, you know, but Max Homa. Max Homa is cruising along. Max Homa is such an everyman player. He doesn't do anything spectacular other than hang in there. But that break he got on the 12th hole, the ball hits the green. And it wasn't like he sculled it. The ball hit the green and bounced into the ivy behind the green, had taken unplayable. I thought that was just I hope that Augusta will look at that landing area and say, okay, you can roll off into the bunker, but to roll into the or to bounce, yeah. bounce. It didn't roll. It bounced hard into the ivy.
It actually landed just over the green on the downslope of the back of the green.
I thought it caught the green.
No, I just watched the shot again.
Okay.
And if it's a foot to the left, mm-hmm. it hits in the pine straw and rolls back into the grass.
Yeah. Right.
So it was, and he said he really got a tough, he got a bad break there with it. You know, he said, I saw it all day. He said everybody would be hitting it over there, and it would just roll through the pine straw back into the grass. So he ends up making double bogey 5 on 12, and that pretty much shoots him in the foot for having a chance to win the Masters. But other than that, you can't take anything away from Max Homa, but you can't take anything away from Scottie Scheffler.
No.
Scottie Scheffler went out there, and Saturday morning when we came in and I said, Scottie Scheffler shot 66, 72, 72 on Friday. I said that was going to be his worst round of the event.
Right.
And that
right.
it yeah. was.
Well, but also remember the conditions on Friday. It was windy and it was rough.
Got beat up, yeah.
And Scottie was tied with Bryson DeChambeau through 36 holes. And when we came in on Saturday, I said, Bryson is toast. Yeah. He shot his best round in round one and he won't be a factor. And he wasn't. He shot 73, 75, 73 in the final three rounds. And there were no players that shot all rounds under par.
Right.
Scottie Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood were the only ones to shoot even par or better for all four rounds. Cam Smith also, but he only shot 71, 72, 72, 71. It's really interesting when you look at what these scores of these leaders were. But yet, the thing that I noticed, there were not a lot of roars.
Uh-uh.
I think, and the reason why there weren't a lot of roars is Augusta National all week played very, very difficult.
Sure.
And I think that they now have the golf course tuned in to where they want it. And even though 11 under par wins, I think, yeah, the weather conditions had a little bit to do with it on Thursday and Friday. But Thursday, Scottie Scheffler goes out there and shoots 66 in the
right.
rain and the wind. And Bryson DeChambeau shot 65 in that rain and wind. And then they turn around on Friday when it was much windier, probably a little cooler, and they shot 72, 73 respectively. But here's what Scottie Scheffler had to say after winning at the Masters and how everything changes in his family life.
Soon. Well, I'm definitely not going to intentionally take my eye off the ball. I will go home, soak in this victory tonight. We'll definitely enjoy the birth of my first child. But with that being said, I still love competing. My priorities will change here very soon. You know, my son or daughter will now be the main priority, along with my wife. So golf will now be probably fourth in line. But I still love competing. I don't plan on taking my eye off the ball anytime soon. That's for sure.
Well, and all Scottie does is this. In his last 34 events, he's had 25 top 10 finishes.
Mm-hmm.
He's had 9 victories since 2022 when he came out winning the WM Phoenix Open. He's won 9 times. He's won 3 times this year already. He's obviously the leading money winner on the tour by only about $8 million. He's got $15 million in the bank. He won his 3 events.
That's $15 million in winnings.
Yeah.
Think about all the other endorsement money that boy's getting.
So he's got a second place finish where he had a chance to be able to win and win 4 times in a row. So his winnings would have been even more than $15 million. He wins a signature event. He wins the Players. He wins the Masters. All of
he
them.
Wins everything he plays in. It seems like.
You guys are saying he's dominant.
He's won. Yeah. So I mean, you think about this year. He's played 9 events. Top 10 in 8 of them, won 3 of them.
Right.
Wow.
Well, it's really interesting, too, because if you go back and you watch the Netflix series Full Swing, they've got one of the shows is featuring Brooks Koepka, pretty much. And they don't say featuring this, but it's really focused on Brooks. And it's when Brooks is back here, a big part of it is around the Waste Management Phoenix Open, that Scheffler won. And it made me think of how many players have vaulted onto majors in the same year or very close to the same year that they won the Phoenix Open. Because of the Phoenix Open has always been a launching pad. It's kind of, there's no rhyme or reason. But you look at Fred Couples and Sandy Lyle and
Mickelson
and Brooks Koepka. But Scheffler is absolutely on a remarkable run. Here's the one thing I have to ask. They don't allow cell phones at the Augusta National, right? So he had been very committed, and I think rightly so, that he would leave the golf tournament should his wife go into labor.
Right.
If he's on the grounds at Augusta and doesn't have a cell phone, how's he going to find out? But wait. There's a part two, comma. Scotty, the media was playing this up like it was imminent. But guess what? Scotty Scheffler's playing the RBC Heritage, and he hadn't had a kid yet. Yeah. So.
It's not due for another 10 days.
A couple weeks. Exactly.
Speaking of, do you know what today is?
Today's,
420.
420 day, yeah.
420 day. So 420 at 420 today. Everybody light up your medical marijuana.
No thank you.
So, anyway, when we come back, we're going to hear from excuse-making Bryson DeChambeau. We're going to hear from Ludwig Oberg, and we're going to hear from the man, the myth, and probably the legend, Tiger Woods, on his making the 24th consecutive cut at Augusta to set history in place, overtaking Gary Player and, was it Fred Couples?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to hear from them, and then we're going to wrap up our Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show and jump into golf this week because we've got plenty to talk about. You are listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. 34 years and running. We've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, we've been telling you that we're wearing the Athlon's Man-a-Man Grove Pro Golf Shoes now for several weeks. And last week at Augusta Ranch for our spring fling, Jeremiah was out there fitting many of the players for their Athlon's, and they're jumping on board faster than you can turn your head. The Athlon's Man-a-Man Grove are minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. The Athlon's has developed patented sports footwear technology that immediately gives the golfer an improved athletic performance. The Man-a-Man Grove Pros give you more distance, better accuracy, and designed to add more stability to your swing. Check them out and check it out for yourself at BunkerGolf.com or go to Athlon's.com and make sure you use the promo code B2B and get 15% off online or stop in their store in Mesa for a fitting. That's Athlon's, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Tired of waiting 2 weeks for an oil change appointment, then waiting a few hours to get the service done? Hi, this is Logan Stapley for Oil Buddy. Skip the long lines for the best oil change service in Arizona. We're the fast and affordable drive-through 10 to 15 minute oil change alternative. We use high-end oils such as Liquid Moly, include a free safety check, we'll air up your tires, and no appointment is needed. Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa. Check us out at oilbuddy.net.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
The girls are back in town. The Epson Tours Road to the LPGA comes to Arizona May 6th through the 12th at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic at the TPC Champions Course. Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show and Shady Rays are sending listeners to the event, and two lucky grand prize winners will walk with the pros with VIP hospitality and a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. Come watch the ladies chase their dreams. Enter to win today at Bunker Golf.com.
Okay, bonus points if you can name the band or the lead singer.
It's not Men Without Hats, but
Men at Work.
Men at Work, yes.
Colin Hay.
Hey!
I'm a strange lady.
All right, so it was interesting how the Masters unfolded last week. Bryson DeChambeau, after making his comments that the golf course is a par 67.
But that was a couple years ago he made that comment.
And he goes out there and shoots 65 in the first round. So he said, okay. So I said last week, I said, well, Bryson DeChambeau shot 2 under par on Thursday.
Right.
And then he shot 6 over par on Friday. He shot 8 over par on Saturday. And he shot 6 over par on Sunday. So Bryson DeChambeau, in my opinion, got what he deserved for
being blasphemous.
Yes, exactly. That's a great word for it. And here's what Bryson had to say about his 2024 Masters experience.
The history obviously plays a big part in it. I try to take it back to the fact that it's golf, even though it's difficult to do out here. It's grass, it's wind, it's a golf hole and a green, and got to make putts, got to hit it straight. It won't be that difficult for me. It was a lot of fun this week. I can tell you that it was a super thrill for me to experience being near the lead, being in the lead, holding the lead overnight. All that is a great experience for the future for me.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well,
he's very good at rationalizing.
Oh, tremendous.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I think everybody is, right? So what's he trying to do? And I know that you're not a big Bryson fan. I think Bryson's good for the game because he's just off kilter enough that he brings a different perspective.
He's the new modern Mac O'Grady.
I was going to say the same thing. But I didn't want to, you know, be defamating anybody. They're both a little kooky. But here's what I'll say. So, Greg, you would do the same thing. What he is trying to do is he's trying to say, okay, this is my experience. Now, what can I take as a positive? You know, he just top 10 at the Masters. Would he like to have won? Of course, but it's disappointing to him. He shot 65-73. So what's he trying to do? He's trying to take the positives. Now, I'm sure when he's not on the mics, he's ticked off and he's like, this, blah, 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 blah. But, so, you know, I say, when we're taking sound bits from, or sound bites from, press conferences,
right,
you got to take it with a little grain of salt, right? You know, so he's trying to spin it positively, and in his mind, he's trying to put the positive spin on it. So, you know, I don't have a problem. But, you know.
They absolutely slow played to death. I texted you guys. I said, yep. Man, I said, look at this. These guys are slow playing, Scotty. The last group had to wait on every hole for numerous minutes for the guys in front of them. It was just
bad to watch.
It was brutal.
Yeah. Well, let me say this about the Masters real quick, though. You know, everybody's talking about the distance debate, right? And they roll back the golf ball. And Bernhard Langer came out this week and he said, "We've it's too little, too late." But 11 under won the Masters.
Right.
7 under was second place. In my opinion,
now the 8 guys under par.
Right. And in my opinion, you know, the Masters gets it. They have added some length to the hole. They're tired of Tiger Woods and the boys hitting driver wedge into a par 5 15th. But, you know, they got it right. The wind did help. There's no doubt about that. But for the winner of the Masters, shoot 11 under par, and nobody else finishing double digits, I think the golf course held up very well. So you did not see, and so the golf course held up well, yes, but we didn't get the Sunday roars.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, 13 and 15 is where you usually hear those roars. Scheffler made birdie and par on the two par fives on the backside. I kind of miss the roars.
Yep.
And I mean, there's nothing like an Augusta roar because it starts at the point and it just grows and it just, I mean, it's one of the phenomenal things in sports.
And the other players feed off of those roars as well. Ludvig Åberg, in his first major championship, first Masters, finishes second place, 7 under par, shoots 73. 69, 70, 69. He was a factor for a little while till he decided to make double dip on 11 and still shoot 69.
Right.
He could have just cashed it in right there,
absolutely,
but he continued to fight after that and actually kind of made it a little interesting till Scotty decided to take things into his own hands. But here's what he had to say. And is Max Homa and Colin Morikawa on this as well?
Yes.
So we're going to hear from the three guys that finished closest to Scotty.
I mean, I keep an eye on the leaderboard. Every time you see a leaderboard, you look at it. And I think it's important to know what's at stake and how you're standing and all these things. And trying to figure out, like, you know, what can you do on 15 and all these things. And that's the same for me. I've always been that way. It was like that in college, too. And it just happens to be Scotty up there a lot.
His commitment, his mind, he is pretty amazing at letting things roll off his back and stepping up to very difficult golf shots and just treating them like their own. And he's obviously a tremendous talent, but I think that is his superpower.
I mean, everything. Drives the ball, hits his irons, obviously spectacular, and, you know, keeps it simple. Makes the putts when he needs to. If he doesn't, still has plenty of chances, and just never put himself in trouble.
Not a lot of clutter.
So it's really interesting, you know, they're talking about when Scotty hit his second shot into the 11th green and was just short and right for a little pitch and putt to be able to secure his par there. They said, I wonder if he's looking at the leaderboard. Well, the leaderboard was right directly behind the hole, so it's kind of hard for him not to see where he is on the leaderboard. You can't have that good of blinders on, so you know he knew where he was, and he just proceeded to go out there and after birdieing, like you said, 8, 9, 10, he bogeys 11, and then he goes par on 12, then birdie 13, 14, and 16 to ice the deal. Yeah, so before when he bogeyed 11, he only had a two-shot lead before Ludvig did what he did. and then our one-shot lead, and then Scotty goes ahead and birdies 13, 14, and 16 to be able to lock things up.
Well, the door slammer was the birdie on 14.
Yes.
You know, birdie on 13 is pretty much expected, although the leaders...
That approach shot was epic.
Yeah, and it was gutsy, and I wanted his caddy to take that club and break it over his knee, because all he had to do, because they were... Oberg and Homa had already made doubles. He was clear of the field. Just a little, you know, 7-iron down there, hit a wedge in, try to hit it close. If you miss it, you make 5. Boom. And then when he went for it on 15 and knocked it in the right-hand bunker, again, I was yelling at the caddy, break that club over your knee. Let him hit an iron, lay it up. Although the wedge shot on 15 is eminently difficult, and you can spin it off the green or you can hit it long. But the old saying that the Masters begins on the back nine on Sunday, this year really wasn't the case. Scottie Scheffler went out and shot 33 on the backside, but he really eliminated the drama with the birdies on 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
To shoot 33 on the back, there's not going to be a whole lot of master start on the backside when you do that. And again, Scottie Scheffler seemed to be in control the entire time. Tommy Fleetwood shot 35 on the back, but he was the closest pursuer to do anything on the back. But Scottie Scheffler, his putting has betrayed him a little bit this year, but as far as ball striking
when you're hitting greens at the clip that he is, you're not going to make every putt.
No, and you're right. He gets more opportunities to miss than most do.
Good point.
But I will say this. You know, he was so... if Scottie Scheffler's within a couple shots after the first round, like, he's going to win the golf tournament this year. But he was in so much control. I thought the decision-making, had it been a mortal... On 13 and 15, they would have laid up, but he said, no, this is the way I play the golf course. Came to a final. Now, had he had a car crash on 13 or 15 after, trying to knock down the green, like he did on Saturday, I believe it was, where he knocked in the water in the front, everybody would be talking about it, but Scheffler is in such control. And if you look at that golf swing with the feet dancing around, you're like, man, how does he hit it so solid? But the feet move after the ball is gone,
yep.
And it is just remarkable right now the role he is on.
So Tiger Woods, 18 years ago, well, first of all, Ben Crenshaw, when he won 39 years ago, won $108,000. He was the first winner to win over $100,000 at the Masters. Tiger Woods is the first winner over $2 million. Scottie Scheffler pocketed $3.6 million for this victory, and it was bigger than Jon Rahm's, which was $3.24 last year. Tiger Woods did make history this year. He did make the cut, 24th consecutive Masters, making the cut. You think about that, and you think about the number of... major championships that these guys, the media or the TV talked about how many major championships these guys have been in. And it's remarkable when you think of it. I mean, Tiger's played in over 80 plus major championships in his career. I mean, it's just remarkable when you look at...
Missed a bunch of injuries.
I think it's close to 100.
Yeah, how time flies is just ridiculous. But anyway... here's what Tiger had to say about his sort of finish this year.
This is a golf course I knew going into it, so I didn't do my homework, going forward at Pinehurst and Valhalla and Troon. But that's kind of the game plan. It's always nice coming back here because I know the golf course. I know how to play it and kind of simulate shots. But granted, it's never quite the same as getting out here and doing it, right? But same thing, I heard there's some changes at the next couple of sites, so got to get up there early and check them out.
So Tiger Woods finishes in first place in the Masters. If you flip the board upside down.
Gotta turn the beat around.
He was 60th alone and had his worst major championship total score in his career, but those kind of things are expected. So that wraps up last week's Masters. We'll look forward to the PGA Championship coming up next month, and then the U.S. Open and the Open Championship in July. Those are the next three majors coming. When we come back, we're going to jump into this week in golf. We've got tons of golf to talk about right here on Arizona's number one golf show, bringing it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, Phoenix Suns basketball.
Top of the arc, Neal pokes it away. He's got a steal. He's loose into the forecourt. Bradley to the rim. He'll jam it with the right hand.
Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Say it with me, Basinonians. It's the big spring refresh at Brooklyn Bedding. Now through April 23rd, you can get 25% off everything in-store and online. 25% off everything. So here's what you do. You log on to brooklynbedding.com or head on over to one of Brooklyn Bedding's 14 basin locations, and you tell them Wolf sent you, and you get 25% off everything. And remember, shipping is always free. It's the big spring refresh at Brooklyn Bedding, Arizona. Built for America's dreams.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
I'd owned and driven everything that our Desert Ford dealers offer, and then I made the F-150, America's truck of authority, my daily driver. Paul Calvis here, and I tell you, I found out every day why the Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. Work time, play time, it's that combination of features where every detail matters, and now it gets better, because on a 2023 Ford F-150, get 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus a no-charge 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care when you buy from our Desert Ford dealers. And if you're thinking SUV, check out the 2023 Ford Escape. Made for every day, but ready for your getaways. And right now, we can get 0% financing for 66 months on a Ford Credit FlexBuy plus $1,000 in FlexBuy cash and a no-charge 5-year, 60,000-mile Ford Protect premium care when you buy a new 2023 Ford Escape. But hurry, it all ends April 30th at our Desert Ford dealers. Just click Buy Ford Now. .com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan. Yeah.
this could also be songs you know but don't know who sang them.
Exactly.
A lot of one-hit wonders coming out of Australia.
Yeah. This is, these guys are more than a one-hit wonder. It's Crowded House.
Crowded House, yeah.
All right. Want to let our listeners know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out this great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and a free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. And want to let our listeners know that right now you're going to want to start going to BunkerGolf.com and sign up to be able to walk with the pros inside the ropes at Carlisle Arizona Women's Championship May 6th through the 12th at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course. It is brought to you by Bunker to Bunker, and Shady Rays will once again give our listeners and Bunker members a chance to walk with the pros at the Epson Tour stop. Make sure you go. There's going to be two lucky grand prize winners to be able to walk inside the ropes on Saturday, or on round two, excuse me. And basically, you're going to want to be out there because that is the future of the LPGA Tour. They're the Corn Ferry Tour of the LPGA Tour, and Epson does an amazing job with it, upping their commitment to the tournament for many years, as well as Carlisle. jumping on board to be able to sponsor this event. There will also be several people that will win four packs of tickets to the event. So go to BunkerGolf.com to find out more about that. All right. This week we had some golf going on, Jim. And it's at the RBC, a signature event, where you've got Tom Hoagie, who shoots 67-64.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Par is 71.
Right.
I want you to do some math here.
Okay.
So Tom Hoagie shoots 64 in his second round.
Right.
Makes seven birdies.
Right.
All right. He only takes 22 putts in 18 holes.
Well, quote, I hit the ball well, I drove the ball well, I putted well.
Wow.
So that means, okay, let's say he one putts the seven birdies. So that means that he only took 15 putts on 11 holes, mm-hmm. and he didn't have a bogey on his card.
Right.
That's crazy.
So that's some pretty remarkable getting it up and downs.
Yeah, and Harbortown's always been reputed as a shot maker's golf course. It's not super long in comparison. I played the golf course. It's plenty long. But the thing that I find very interesting, we always talk about this, you know, putting, he's ranked number one this week so far. But
yeah, no kidding.
Driving accuracy, he's tied 35th. He's 64.29. Driving distance, he is 39th at 299.10. So where I'm going with this is all the call for the rollback and all that sort of stuff, you know, you can do things on the golf course and not be leading the field and driving distance and still have success. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I'm saying that, you know, he's having a good start to the event.
So Tom Hoagie's 11 under par, tied with Sepp Straka, who we haven't heard from Sepp since the Ryder Cup.
Right.
Colin Morikawa, JT Poston are both also at 11 under par. Patrick Rogers, Mackenzie Hughes, and Ludvig Åberg at 10 under par. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting that I've always said is, man, these guys just must breathe a sigh of relief when they get to go to Hilton Head, to Sea Pines Plantation, to be able to play this golf course after getting beaten up at Augusta National. And Ludvig went ahead and spoke about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that I'm young and I'm able to handle it. But I mean, obviously last week was a lot, and it was a lot going through my mind, and can't really relax playing Augusta National in those conditions. So I think naturally I'm going to be a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued, but you know, we got two more rounds to go, and my focus is right here. Oh, definitely. I think once I saw the golf course, this is one of the tournaments that I've seen on TV for a very long time, and you know, the golf course is very iconic, and this kind of golf makes me excited. It's a little bit more placing, a little bit more strategy, I guess. So I was really excited about that challenge.
Keep in mind, Ludwig did not start on the PGA Tour last year until June after he finished his college golf career as the PGA Tour used number one player. So he jumped quickly to the PGA Tour and has been just an absolute firestorm out there.
He's won 22 once. Years old.
He's won once on the PGA Tour, once on the DP World Tour, and has been contending significantly throughout his first, not even full year yet, on the PGA Tour.
Right. Well, you know, he did get a late start. I think that, you know, there's calls for him to be Rookie of the Year last year and all that sort of thing.
Where are those coming from?
Yeah, right to the right of me.
Yeah.
But he is obviously a talented player. You don't get to be the number one in the PGA Tour U standings by being some sort of slouch. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the Harbortown, RBC, etc., has got to be very thankful that they are a signature event this year. Because you look at the field, Scheffler, McIlroy, Schauffele, Homa, Aberg, yeah. Morikawa. You can't tell me. I really firmly believe that should Scheffler have won the Masters last year, as he, last week as he did, and this not a signature event, he's at home in Dallas. You know.
I got a question for you. Looking going forward for the next, let's say, 5-6 years, whose career would you rather have, Colin Morikawa or Ludwig Åberg?
Well, as of today, I would say Åberg. But, you know, let's not forget, Morikawa's got two majors under his belt. So, you know, listen, here's the thing, and you have to keep this in mind. You're young. You've been a college sensation. You come out, and you're still kind of on a heater.
Yeah.
Most every player, they come out. Colin Morikawa is a great example of this.
Yep.
He comes out, he wins. Jordan Spieth wins. But then, you know, the calluses start to build up. And you realize that, you know, when you're playing well, you feel like you could stand on your head and hit it pure. Yeah. Now you're playing against the, and I will say it, the best players in the world, because I still do think that the PGA Tour is the best tour in the world. But you get your, you make a mistake here, you make a mistake there, it compounds, you get past, you start missing some cuts, you miss a cut or two, and then your mind starts playing with you. So to be mentally strong, all these guys can hit the golf ball. It's the mental game. It's where Scheffler is right now. Listen, Scheffler's in his zone. It's been a long zone, but don't expect Scotty Scheffler to continue winning at the clip he is for his entire career. I'm not
only
saying
two guys ever did.
Well, you have to remember distractions.
Exactly.
Positively and negatively. Sure. And he's about to have a positive distraction.
Yep.
And I don't say that a child is a distraction, but it changes your priority.
Sure.
Changes your focus a little bit. So once this baby is born, let's see how things change for Scotty Scheffler. It could change for the better, even, for that matter. You know, it might make him a better putter, as everybody says he's a bad putter. Well, anyway, they are playing an opposite field event. They are playing in the Dominican Republic at the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. And we're going to talk about that and the rest of the world of golf that's going on the PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour, LPGA, when we come back. And then we're going to jump into your comment, which was wrong, on Rory McIlroy so far. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning.
The one comment I make this wrong.
Well, just a minute, though. Just a minute, though. It's interesting. There's a thing, deny, and then, you know.
I'll defend.
Right. All right. We'll be back with more golf right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader, gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, Shady Rays is being one of the sponsors of partners for the Walk Inside the Ropes at the Epson Tours Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic coming up. Well, why not sport your Shady Rays while you're out there? They have so many new styles and new lenses to give your eyewear choices specifically designed for all of your activities. Whether it be golfing, boating, driving, beach time, fashion, or just plain chilling, you can have a great pair of Shady Rays. I wear mine every morning when I'm driving to work. Better yet, Shady Rays are the polarized full UV protection eyewear that carries 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You scratch them, you break them, you lose them, they replace them. Who does that? So come join the Shady Rays team today and check them out and check out the Bunker to Bunker special on our website for 30% off when you use the promo code B, the number 2B, either on ShadyRays.com or in the Kierland Commons store in Scottsdale. Shady Rays, they are the preferred glasses, sunglasses for the Bunker to Bunker golf show.
Hi, this is Brandon Stapley at Stapley's Garage in Mesa. Our family has been in Arizona for over a century. Serving our community has always been our top priority. We know that you have choices when it comes to repair and maintenance on your vehicle. At Stapley's Garage, we focus on providing a relationship you can trust, backed by a family-run business built on integrity. We invite you to give us a try just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Check us out at stapleysgarage.com.
For over seven decades, the name Earnhardt has meant a lot to Arizona car buyers, and this month, great offers for you to take advantage of at Earnhardt Buick GMC in Mesa. Hey, it's Vince Murata. During the month of April, you can shop with no payments for 90 days on select popular 2023 and 2024 GMC and Buick models when you finance through GM Financial. 2023 and 2024 GMC Sierra 1500 trucks with a 5.3-liter Ecotec 3 V8 engine are available with low 1.9% APR financing, plus an additional $3,250 purchase allowance. Choose 0.9% APR financing on 2024 GMC Terrain or 2023 Buick Envision SUV models, plus up to an additional $3,500 purchase allowance on select models. Offers end April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details. Going on now at Earnhardt Buick GMC or online at EarnhardtBuickGMC.com. Earnhardt Buick GMC in Mesa, local, trusted, and no bull for over 72 years. We are professional grade.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick golf card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the pro shop today.
The Suns have made it to the playoffs. We've seen stars become all-stars, familiar favorites, and walking legends. Today at 12:30, see Game 1, Suns versus Timberwolves, on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV. The journey, the grit, the fans. Our goal, the finals. Watch Game 1 of the playoffs as the Suns take on the Timberwolves. Today at 12:30 on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV.
Build the custom home of your dreams with Adair Homes. Take advantage of their limited-time offer of 4.875 interest rate with a 5.31 APR when you finance with Adair Financial Services. Visit adairhomes.com to find out more. For well-qualified buyers, other restrictions apply. Visit adairhomes.com for additional disclosures. Equal Housing Opportunity, Adair Financial Services, NMLS number 4586.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Probably the greatest export from Australia as far as music goes, the Brothers Gibb, the Bee Gees.
Correct.
You know how many songs Barry Gibb, or not Barry Gibb, what's the...
Barry. The primary writer, right?
Do you have any songs he's written for other people?
I think they had 40 number one hits that he wrote for other people.
Right. Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, man.
All right, so we were talking about this week in golf, and pretty much it's all right here on U.S. soil, the best I can tell, with the exception of the Corn Ferry Tour that's down in the Dominican Republic playing the Corrales Punta Cana Championship.
That's not Corn Ferry, that's an opposite field event.
Or opposite field event, excuse me. The Corn Ferry Tour is the Lecombe down in Florida. The PGA Tour event where Wesley Bryan is your leader at 15 under par, fired a little 63-66 to jump out to a one-shot lead over Justin Lauer. Tyson Alexander, who has already started his round through 10 holes, is 6 under par, 11 under par for the tournament, just 4 shots back. Grayson Sigg is at 11 under par. Bill Haas, 10 under par, along with Kevin Tway, Charlie Huffman, and Pearson Cootie, all at 10 under par. They are playing...
Now, hang on a second. Let's go back to that.
Bill Haas.
Yeah, Bill Haas. His dad's a great guy. But Wesley Bryant leading the tournament. Okay. Let's not forget, Wesley Bryant's kind of a part-time tour player, and him and his brother are better known for their YouTube videos. But here's, you want to hear a little irony? Yeah. Wesley Bryant has got one PGA Tour win.
Right.
Do you know what that was?
This one?
No, it was a 2017 RBC.
Oh.
How funny.
So, as a defending champ, or not as a past champion, he doesn't get to go back, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. Right, but it's kind of interesting that he's playing this well this week. This must be the stars aligned this week for him.
So they are playing the invited Celebrity Classic down in Lakewood, Florida, on the PGA Tour Champions. They're playing at Las Salinas Country Club in Irvine, Texas. And right now, your leader on the pro side is Thomas Bjorn, sitting at 7 under par. Jerry Kelly, Paul Broadhurst, and Y.E. Yang, along with Clark Dennis, are all at 6 under par. They're getting play is suspended right now for round two, so they'll be getting underway shortly. Great friend of the show, Billy Mayfair, is sitting there at 2 under par, tied for 29th. They haven't had a chance to get out and start their second rounds yet, and we'll just keep an eye on that. But on the celebrity side, Jim, you've got, on the celebrity side, you've got Marty Fish in the lead with plus 37 points, so they must be playing a Stableford.
Yeah.
So there he's at plus 37. Annika Sorenstam, plus 35. John Smoltz, Josh Donaldson, Justin Williams, and Taylor Twellman are all at plus 34 points. Tony Romo sitting at plus 33 with Derek Lowe. Mark Mulder and Adam Thielen are at plus 32 points. So going to be fun
to
be able to watch.
It's a shootout there, yeah.
Yeah, going to be fun to be able to watch what goes on there.
Well, you know who's not leading but whose life I would trade? Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
You know, he goes on tour, does his comedy routine. And he's a funny guy. But he plays in all these celebrity events.
He plays horribly.
Yeah, he's not a good player. But
he's Charles Barkley.
Yeah. He's plus 14.
Like John Daly.
Yeah, he's plus 14 in the Stableford scoring, so good on you, Larry. Keep living a good life.
So the Corn Ferry Tour is at the Lecombe Suncoast Classic down in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, at Lakewood National, where Brandon Crick is your leader at 14 under par, followed by Morgan Hoffman and Mason Anderson. Chris Pete Fish is at 11 under par, along with Rick Lamb, Kyle Westmoreland, Ryan Gerard. The whole field is at 11 under par. The LPGA Tour.
Hey, hold on, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So let us not forget about Grayson Murray.
Right?
Grayson Murray was all everything in college, and then he got diagnosed with a pretty rare form of multiple sclerosis. And he's gone down to, I believe, someplace in South America to kind of find a holistic cure. Because the doctors at traditional medicine said, dude, you got no turnaround from this. So I went out and explored some alternative cures. He's had a baby. They live in Costa Rica is what it is. And he's playing. For him to even be able to walk right now is quite remarkable. And to be leading a Corn Ferry golf tournament is phenomenal. But it's a feel-good story. If you haven't heard the story, look it up. But Grayson Murray is who I'm pulling for in this one.
All right. LPGA.
That's a human interest story, Greg.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. LPGA is playing their first major championship. Jin Hee Im is your co-leader, along with Ataya Thitikal at 8 under par. Nelly Korda trying to make history and join only, I believe it's Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam, as the 5-time in a row winner of LPGA events. And the last time that it was done was by Annika, who won 4 in a row, then won a major championship on her 5th try. Nelly trying to match that, and she's just one shot back. Heyron Ryu is sitting there at 6 under par. And Shinsil Bang, Weiwei Zhang, Maja Stark, and Minami Katsu, along with Lauren Coughlin playing in her first LPGA event, who was your first round leader, are all at 5 under par. So Nelly Korda has been on this streak that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
It's really very, very disappointing that, A, the LPGA has done a horrible job in marketing this. B, that the sports world is not picking up on this. And it's really disappointing. But here's what Nelly had to say about how she's been doing going into the first major in this streak.
And you learn more about yourself, so you never take these weeks for granted. You always, you know, try to appreciate and become very grateful for them, and it makes just all the hard work so worth it. But I think I've learned so much about myself even through the losses.
Interestingly enough, she sounds a lot like Patrick Cantlay in the way that she answers questions.
Yeah.
But obviously, history is going to be made, and if you're not paying attention, you need to pay attention, folks, and watch, DVR it, whatever the case may be. Make sure you get a chance to be able to see it. All right, we're going to make the turn, and we are so off the rails right now.
Yes.
We've still got to talk about a new rumor. An $850 million rumor that Jim Hill is spouting, that he professes that Rory McIlroy is leaving for Live for $850 million.
Hell,
we're
going to
hear
too.
From Rory, and we're going to hear from what really went on in that meeting in Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear that, and then maybe we'll even squeeze in a golf tip of the week.
All
and
right.
Much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Arizona time. We bring it to you on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Who's picking fourth?
Arizona.
What kind of Monty moves will happen this year with the Cards at pick number 4?
We know if he moves down from 4, let's say 11 where Minnesota is, he is going to get a mountain of picks.
Everything I'm hearing is that they want a Trey Lance package to come up. The Trey Lance package was 3 firsts and a 3rd, and that was to go from 12 to 3.
Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. Get breaking NFL and Cardinals news from Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, If you've not had a chance to get out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia, you need to get out there. The golf course is in absolute peak condition. I've never seen the greens as good as what they are right now. And when you're out there playing golf, either before your round or after your round, make sure you stop into V's Tap Room. Test out one of the 16 frosty microbrews that they've got on tap there. It's the best in the valley. And don't forget to have their wood-fired pepperoni pizza. It's my favorite when I go out there to V's Tap Room. Make sure you check out their April special. You've only got 10 days left to take advantage of $69 afternoon rounds of golf is the Bunker Special at BunkerGolf.com. It's the best value in the valley. And parents, don't forget about your juniors. They've got their ever-popular junior golf camps coming up in June, and it's a fantastic way to introduce them to the game, so don't wait. Signups are now open at TrilogyGolfClub.com. Make sure you go check out the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia, the best in the West.
Dave Burns here with my good friend, founder and CEO of V's Barbershop, Mr. Jimmy Valenzuela. V's is the very best barbershop experience. Jim, so glad you can join us here. And first off, congratulations on 25 years.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I know for me what makes it special and why I am so loyal to V's. Tell me what it is that makes V's so different and so special.
In the very beginning, this was a concerted effort to run a culture play. Can we develop something that's needed by men 12 times a year on average? And can we make it special for them? A place where you walk in smiling when you walk out even with a bigger smile. What makes V special to me is that feeling, is the melding of a barber. After all these years, I know there's lots of us walking around that remember our barbers as kids. You have to remember the whole background and reason I started V's was because I couldn't find a barbershop for my son and I to enjoy.
Visit any Valley V's barbershop location. Look for the text code and enter to hang out at a baseball game with Jimmy and I this fall. Visit VBarbershop.com to book your appointment today.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
A lot of personal injury lawyers make claims about how good they are. But how do you know who's the best? Who will fight to get you the money you deserve? At Berg Simpson, we don't rely on simple claims like other firms. We have 30 best lawyers in America, 22 super lawyers, and we're one of the National Trial Lawyers' top 25 most influential law firms. Compare us to other firms, then call Berg Simpson.
If you've been injured, call Berg Simpson for free now at 602-777-7000. BergSimpson.com. Good lawyers, changing lives.
KMDP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
AC/DC's Australian?
Absolutely.
They are today, huh?
No, they're the number one import, like you said.
Okay. It's like everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
All right, welcome back as we make the turn on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And joining us right now is Matt Clark, the tournament director for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Championship that is coming up. Golf Classic May 6th through the 12th at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course. We were just out there on Tuesday for the media day. And how exciting it is that, first of all, we're going to have this Epson Tour event at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course, which, in my opinion, sometimes is more enjoyable to play than what the stadium course is. And for these future LPGA stars to all be coming in here to be able to play this, Matt, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on this morning. Excited to be here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely going to be able to enjoy watching some of the players coming up. You've got a wonderful field. Here's just some of the past champions of this fine event. You had Gabriel Ruffles, your 2023 Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Champion. You had Rixon Liu, who was your 2021, and you had Fatima Fernandez-Cano as your 2022 winners. Can't wait to see who your year this year is going to be for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. Tell our listeners a little bit about how this tournament started here and Carlisle's involvement along with the Epson Tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Epson Tour has been in the greater Phoenix area for a good number of years, and Carlisle, which is a manufacturing company based in Scottsdale, came on board in 2021 as the title sponsor. And at the time, the event was being played down in Mesa. And this year, we've kind of changed our schedule around a little bit, moved the event to May. It used to be played in March. And as we moved the event within our schedule, we started to look at moving the venue as well, and ultimately landed at TPC Scottsdale there at the Champions Course, which, you know, as you guys saw, is a beautiful venue and should be a great test for championship golf here this May.
Well, they, you know, as we all know, they play the Champions Tour Q School Finals there, so there's been a lot of heroics and heartbreaks at that golf course. But how did TPC Scottsdale Champs Course get involved, and what a great venue?
Yeah, no, like I said, it's, you know, Carlisle being a Scottsdale-based company, their offices are about 5 minutes up the road, so part of us moving it was getting it a little bit closer to where they're located. And, you know, obviously the TPC Scottsdale as a property is, you know, one of the most well-known golf properties, you know, in the country probably. So, you know, it's incredible team there that we're excited to be working with, and really just bring this event to a whole new level this year.
And some real cool things. You've got the Girls Golf LPGA, USGA, that will be involved with the event as one of the charitable beneficiaries. Over $100,000 in total contributions in the four-year history of the event will be surpassed in 2024. That's absolutely amazing. You've got a wonderful schedule for what's going on. Tell our listeners when everything gets underway on May 6th. Give them kind of a schedule of what they can expect to see May 6th through the 12th.
Yeah, so tournament week will kick off on that Monday with some practice rounds as all the players begin to arrive, and they'll be coming from our previous event down in Tucson, Arizona, so making the drive up a couple hours here on Monday. Then Tuesday, some more practice rounds. We'll have our official pro-am on Wednesday, and then tournament really kicks off Thursday through Sunday. And during that weekend, as you mentioned, you know, we partner with the Girls Golf of Phoenix. We do a really cool clinic for all those girls to get to come out, learn from the pros, get to interact with the pros, and then hang out on the 18th green as play concludes, and get to take some pictures with the winner holding the trophy. And really cool group picture that we get to do every single year, and it's such a great experience for those girls that are the future of golf, and, you know, beyond just playing golf, but being involved in golf, working in golf. Some go on to become LPGA teaching professionals, and, you know, the impact that program has on these girls' lives in golf, but in life in general is really, really important, and it's great to see, and we're so proud to have such a important contribution that we make each year. So we're really looking forward to that on Sunday. But before we get to that, we also do a brewery festival.
I was going to say, Matt, we got to talk about that.
A little more adult-focused, fun-focused event we do on Saturday, where we've got 10 breweries coming out to the golf course, woo-hoo, setting up sampling tents and basically like a little beer garden where each of these breweries is offering free samples to the spectators there that day. And then all those beers that are being sampled are going to be sold as a special that day at concessions.
Nice. So one thing, your Pro-Am day, are those shotgun starts?
It is a shotgun start, yes. We've got one at 8 a.m. and then another one in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m. So still have a couple spots available for any of your listeners that might be interested. We can find some more information on our website at CarlisleLPGA.com. But, yeah, looking forward to that day as well. It'll be a fun one. We do a kickoff party Tuesday night as well. That's going to be over at the DraftKings Sportsbook there right at TPC. So nice. That'll be a fun part of the week as well.
Now,
so
will
for our listeners, just want to let you know that it'll be an opportunity for a in-person appearance by Jim Hill and I in the Pro-Am, and I'm putting my recommendation in for the 1:30 start,
yeah.
So I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive over from the west side.
And Matt, we're having the Pro-Am party at DraftKings. Are you going to be able to get a little bet down on some of the players at DraftKings? Are they going to be on the board?
No, unfortunately not. We don't have odds or gambling on the Epson Tour, not at this level. But maybe someday we'll get there and can grill the game that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is very true. But I have to tell you, if you look at what's happened with this Epson Tour and the players that have come off this Epson Tour onto the LPGA Tour, I mean, Gabriella Ruffles is playing this week in the Chevron and playing well. Fatima Fernandez Cano playing well. Rickson Liu has been playing very well on the LPGA Tour. Folks, if you want to see the future stars and be able to support a great tour, now, you're doing something. Tickets are only $10 to be able to get in, to be able to walk the ropes and be able to see these players, but you've got a four-day package for $30?
Yeah, that's right. No, and just going back to the talent level on the Epson Tour, so the top three ranked players right now on the LPGA in the world rankings, Nelly Korda, Lilia Vu, Celine Boutier, all have come through the Epson Tour in the last handful of years, and, you know, the talent level is continuing to get better and better and better, and so, you know, we'd love to have, you know, as many people come on out and watch the golf tournament as possible, so part of that, we want to keep things affordable, keep things, you know, attractive for, you know, a family of four to come out, and kids that are 17 and under get in free with a ticketed adult. And so, you know, we really want to make it a family-friendly atmosphere and make it attractive for families to come on out and have a really close, you know, up and close experience with the future stars of the LPGA. And like I said, I mean, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what Nelly Korda has been doing, but she's won four tournaments in a row.
Yeah.
I think she's in third place right now at the Chevron, going for her fifth tournament in a row, which would be a record-tying accomplishment that's only been done, I think, once before. And, you know, that's the talent level that's on the Epson Tour that just hasn't made it to the LPGA yet.
Yeah. Well, Matt, we want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to visiting with you over the next several weeks and visiting with some of the players here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. You know that we will do everything we can do to continue to promote getting our listeners out there to be able to watch the future stars of the LPGA Tour. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Look forward to seeing you out there in May.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. That is Matt Clark, your tournament director for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic, a part of the Epson Tour, coming up May 6th through the 12th at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course. Take advantage of it, folks. Get your kids out there. Get your boys and girls out there. It's a great way to be able to see and inspire them to be able to begin playing golf. All right, when we come back, we are going to have the ever-anticipated golf tip of the week coming
Absolutely.
Up. We've saved it for this hour because it's so compelling. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, Phoenix Suns basketball.
Top of the arc, Neal pokes it away. He's got a steal. He's loose into the forecourt. Bradley to the rim. He'll jam it with the right hand.
Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Bugger to bugger listeners, week in, week out, for probably the last 2.5 years, you've been hearing me talk about Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I just have to say that it is something that you need to do for yourself. Not necessarily because you want to bulk up. Not necessarily because you're hurt or injured. I want you to do it because it will most importantly make you feel better. You'll have so much more energy on a day-to-day basis. It's an absolute game changer. It's just a 30-minute workout, and you can do it 2 to 3 times a week. It really, really works. I have been, interestingly enough, for 3 years, I've been fighting pain of one type or another, maybe due to the IBM. I don't know, but for the last 3 weeks, I've been pain-free. We can't figure it out, but all we know is we're energized and excited, and we want you to be energized and excited, too. So the Bunker to Bunker special is if you go and talk to Bill Ross, Fitness Solutions, they're going to give you $100 off your first month program and a free initial consultation to create your own personalized program. So save money, lose fat, gain muscle. Go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and take advantage of that free consultation and $100 off your first month's program. Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. You can't go wrong.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Olivia Newton-John. All right.
Another pretty good export from you.
Yeah, no kid.
I haven't heard any Keith Urban yet.
Yeah, except people forget he's Australian-y. Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. So far off the rails. But anyway, we want to send a special shout out to Augusta Ranch, to Don Ray, Kurt Hudek, and Jay Beecher and the Augusta Ranch team for hosting us last week and obviously raising some wonderful charitable dollars for PGA Hope. If you missed the event, you can get in the next one as we're starting to gear up for all of our events. Keep watching BunkerGolf.com for more details. But we got to send a shout-out to the first-place gross winners of the event. Now, keep in mind, par is 61 out there. Patrick Swisher and Jamel Captain shot 51, so they only shot 10 under on 18 holes. Yeah. All right, so they didn't run away with it. Second place gross was John Donahue and George Jones at 54. First place net went to Donna Brown.
Brown.
Yeah. Donna Brown and Mark Tolkach at 44.7. And Randy Broadfoot and Ron Schoenbeck at 45.2 finished second. You're close to the hole. Winners were Jerry Sokol and Isis Garcia. Your long drive for women was Krista Breck, and your long drive for men was Patrick Swisher. Make sure you keep an eye on BunkerGolf.com for our next tour stop and get involved. You don't want to miss these, folks. The biggest thing is, it's not, you know, we're not playing for millions of dollars. We're playing for the camaraderie. And the biggest thing that we're playing for is each one of our events have a benefactor, a charitable benefactor, and that is, this time was PGA Hope, which helps all of these veterans in golf in trying to get re-assimilated into the population.
And it's got great prizes. You get a meal. You usually get a bounce back.
And it's fun.
Yeah. It's fun, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Jim, what time would it be?
It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable Golf Tip of the Week. Postmortem style.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this but don't answer yet?
All right.
This is where God hangs out.
Are we dovetailing off the Masters thing?
Yes. Speaking of the Masters, that's exactly right. All right. Keep that in mind. This week's tip of the week is don't try putting. Or don't try putting.
Don't try, comma, putting.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, it's amazing and it's remarkable. And you can see it in the tour players when they are trying to force or will a golf shot or a putt. And I'm going to tell you that if you look back at how many times you have hit a putt and missed a putt, and so I got to try that again, and then knock the putt in.
Yep.
The difference is the anxiety that builds up in you trying to make that putt the first time, and you miss it, and you say, oh my gosh. And so you put the ball back down there again, and you putt without even any care in the world, and you make the putt. See, I knew I could make it.
Yep.
And so what happens is you can't think or will a ball into the hole. It's just like shooting a free throw. You don't sit there and try to will the ball through that hoop. You go through your proper fundamentals, and you just... It's a part of feel. It's a part of naturalness. And you've got to get yourself to get more natural putting. You can't get over the golf ball and think, okay, I'm going to take this putter back 3 inches, and I'm going to follow through 3 inches. Or I'm going to take this putter back real slow and then accelerate through the putt. You can't do all that. You're caught up in the weeds when you do that, and there's no weed killer that's going to help you get out. I want you to get up over the golf ball, and I want you to feel the shot. Feel the ground under your feet. Feel the line. And then I want you to just feel yourself taking the putter back and stroking the putter through on your line. If it goes in, great. If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world, because you got one or two things wrong. You either got the line wrong, and you got the speed right, or you got the line right, you got the speed wrong, or you got the line and the speed both wrong.
Exactly.
You have to have the line and speed right for the ball to go in the hole, but I'm telling you, if you sit there and try to force yourself to hit it exactly on your line or to make the perfect stroke, it's not going to happen. I can assure you, the tour players out there, Tom Hoagie took 22 putts this week on tour in his second round of golf yesterday. And the reason why he was able to do that is because he didn't think about having to make the putts. He just thought about the process and went through the motion. Yep. You've got to just go through the motion. And I'll tell you, if you start doing that putting, it's going to translate into your full swing shots. You can't play swing whether it be putting or hitting golf shots, you've got to play golf. Once you learn how to stop trying to make putts, you're going to become a better putter. That is your tip of the week for this week. Now, Jim, who said this? This is where God hangs out. Speaking about the Masters.
Well, it's the same gentleman who is a disciple of Homer Kelly in The Golfing Machine, which is a tremendously interesting yet confusing book. He also said it once, one time he said, when I putt, my emotions collide like tectonic plates. It's left my memory circuits full of scars that
won't heal. Did we mention his name earlier today, Jim?
We did, and I remember that when you said that, I was like, that's an interesting oddball reference. But one, Mac O'Grady. Mac O'Grady actually entered a tournament, a two-man tournament, and wanted to be his own team. One Mac O'Grady playing left-handed, one Mac O'Grady playing right-handed.
So he participated in the Masters three times, don't know how. The only way he did is because he won on the PGA Tour two times.
Yep.
I didn't even know he won two times. This guy was, he was the extraordinaire Bryson DeChambeau before Bryson DeChambeau was probably even born.
Did it a head case.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Even his friends called him wacko.
Yeah.
You want to talk, a guy that knows him real well is, I'm losing my mind. We just had him on.
Gary McCord.
Yeah, Gary McCord. And so you would hear some interesting Mac O'Grady stories. Talk to McCord about that.
All right, so this week's tip of the week was brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you. All right, earlier.
Hang on one second. It's a very passionate tip of the week, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
As we do a pre-shot routine, as we step up to an iron shot, should we have a pre-shot routine for our putter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Every shot should have its own pre-shot routine. Now, my pre-shot routine for full shots is different. I changed my pre-shot routine to where I would make three practice strokes and then get over the ball and putt. Now, what do I do, Jim?
Well, you get behind it, and as you walk into it, you get the line, you get your spot, and you think you get your speed, and then I hear you. When I hear the snaps going, three snaps, I'm like, all right, he's zoned in. But it's funny, you compared putting to a free throw.
Right.
And I think that is a great comparison. Because, listen, we all played basketball, and I'll never forget, you know, at the end of practice, you know, you shoot 100 free throws.
Yep.
Or part of the end of practice. And so when you got up there in a game, it just became second nature. You'd put your toe in, I would dribble three times and shoot the free throw.
Yep.
And putting's very much like that. If you stand over a putt too long thinking about all the factors in a putt, you get paralysis by analysis and you won't make it.
Yeah.
Guys, I even use a pre-shot routine at the gym for a heavy lift because I don't want to think about it. You just got to step in and try to make it.
And the three snaps comes from when I played basketball in junior high and high school. When I was at the free throw line, I would do three dribbles and fire.
Sure.
Three dribbles and fire. So I do the same thing. I carry that over into my putting. And it's really interesting. How many times have you made an I don't give a crap putt from 30 feet because you're putting for a bogey or a double bogey and the ball goes in the hole?
Yep.
I mean, it goes, there's so much fact behind this in just getting
freeing
up
your mind.
Freeing your mind, exactly. All right, when we come back, we are finally going to get into the rumors.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on in the world of golf. Plus, we've got a very special guest coming up next from Talking Stick and some exciting news about Talking Stick Golf Club and Resort. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Want more Phoenix Suns conversation and coverage? Subscribe to the Empire of the Suns podcast from Arizona Sports. The Empire of the Suns podcast is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic.
I'd owned and driven everything that our Desert Ford dealers offer, and then I made the F-150, America's truck of authority, my daily driver. Paul Caldeas here, and I tell you, I found out every day why the Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. Work time, play time, it's that combination of features where every detail matters, and now it gets better, because on a 2023 Ford F-150, get 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus a no-charge 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care when you buy from our Desert Ford dealers. And if you're thinking SUV, check out the 2023 Ford Escape. Made for every day, but ready for your getaways. And right now, we can get 0% financing for 66 months on a Ford Credit FlexBuy plus $1,000 in FlexBuy cash and a no-charge 5-year, 60,000-mile Ford Protect premium care when you buy a new 2023 Ford Escape. But hurry, it all ends April 30th at our Desert Ford dealers. Just click Buy Ford Now.
Do you want your front and backyard to be the envy of the entire neighborhood? Well, Moon Valley Nurseries will rejuvenate your trees and shrubs, diagnosing their needs on the spot and providing a tailored treatment for just $50 per tree and just $20 per shrub. You want to win a $1,000 Moon Valley Nursery gift card? Just text RENEW to 620-620 and sign up for Moon Valley's rejuvenation service. That's text RENEW to 620-620 today. Rejuvenate your yard and get a chance to win a $1,000 gift card.
Investment and data rates may apply.
The 2023 and 2024 All-Inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the pro shop today.
The girls are back in town. The Epson Tours Road to the LPGA comes to Arizona May 6th through the 12th at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic at the TPC Champions Course. Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show and Shady Rays are sending listeners to the event, and two lucky grand prize winners will walk with the pros with VIP hospitality and a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. Come watch the ladies chase their dreams. Enter to win today at BunkerGolf.com.
Hey guys, Champ here with Champ's Family Automotive. Been serving the Valley for over 15 years, treating customers like family. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. That's what you should have in your automotive repair facility. We understand that if you treat customers like family, they continue to return to you. Whether you have a domestic, import, or diesel, we have state-of-the-art technology, technicians, and tools to take care of your needs. Award-winning facilities in Goodyear and Surprise. Check us out at champsfamilyautomotive.com. That's champsfamilyautomotive.com.
Southwest Gas is proud to fuel lives, homes, and businesses. Their commitment to stronger communities extends far beyond the safe and reliable delivery of natural gas. They are actively working to help build a more sustainable future by fueling economic development, offering energy efficiency programs, and giving back to support a better quality of life in the neighborhoods where we live and work. They are here for you. Learn how Southwest Gas is building tomorrow's energy future at swgas.com. Southwest Gas, imagining energy differently.
The Suns have made it to the playoffs. We've seen stars become all-stars, familiar favorites, and walking legends. Today at 12:30, see Game 1, Suns versus Timberwolves, on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV. The journey, the grit, the fans. Our goal, the finals. Watch Game 1 of the playoffs as the Suns take on the Timberwolves. Today at 12:30 on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV.
Another good export from us from down under, the Little River Band. Guys are actually still touring from the 70s.
There are
LRB.
Some good groups. I heard, somebody, three big rock bands are getting together and playing.
Oh, yeah.
Journey.
Yeah. No, Ringo Starr's putting it together, isn't he?
A Steve Miller Band.
Yeah.
And I won out there at Chase Field this summer.
Yeah, I can't believe you're not going. Steve Miller Band, isn't that your favorite?
I love Steve Miller Band. Steve Miller Band, Boston, Boz Scaggs,
yeah.
Dilbert McClinton. Oh.
Yeah, which of these does not belong? Steve Miller Band.
No.
All right, so much special. Anticipated discussion about this.
Right.
Tuesday, Jim Hill broke the news that Rory McIlroy was about to jump to the exhibition tour for $850 million.
Yep.
Well, mon frere,
yeah.
Let's hear from Rory himself.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from Liv, and I've never contemplated going to Liv. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there.
Oh.
I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is,
sure.
You know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves, and, you know, who are we to judge them for that? But personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
All right, now wait a minute.
Translated, that means
off.
Translated, that means Monahan, you throw me under the bus one more time.
Exactly. And the difference between he and John Rahm admitted that they had approached John on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil even had said, John, this isn't right for you right now.
Yeah.
And so John Rahm had even said that when it comes time, I don't want to hear anything about this unless there is something worth hearing about. And so when it came to $350 million, it became something worth John Rahm hearing about.
$550, but yeah.
Well, Rory's
Greg, hold on.
What?
Two of my rules I live by in my life is use cedar shoe trees. And never say never or always.
Right. No, just because he hasn't heard a number doesn't mean his agent has heard a number.
Exact. Right. Correctamundo.
That's what I'm saying is, yeah. John Rahm said, don't bother me with this garbage. I don't want to hear about it until it's something that I should hear about.
Listen, I would love to be wrong about this.
As much as what John Rahm denied was going to go to Liv, he was still
steadfast
in saying that he didn't like the team part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to see some changes for next year.
Sure.
Although Taylor Gooch says, I don't know why golf has to be 72 holes. 54 holes is a lot more exciting. If you think about it, just think about if they played every hole, if they played every tour event 54 holes, look at what it does on the Champions Tour. Mm-hmm. And what their mentality is on the Champions
right.
Tour. Is you can't have a bad round.
It's a sprint, not a marathon.
Yes.
So, but let's get back to Rory. Okay.
Right.
Rory McIlroy is a little ticked off at the boys at Pontevedra.
Right.
Because he was their biggest mouthpiece. He was their staunchest supporter. And then, according to him and other sources, he was uninformed as far as the agreement with the PIF, and we can't call it a merger anymore, even though Jay Monahan at one time did call it a merger. But there's a burr under Rory's blanket, and I understand that. So this is the perfect time to take a run at him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have heard ad nauseum players saying, oh, that's not for me, that's not for me. Oh, wait a second, that check is for me. I like that check.
Got my name on it, baby.
Whoa, those numbers. There's another comma in there. So I thought that it was a lock that Rory was going to go. I'm actually a little relieved that he didn't go, because I think that would be the final death knell for the PGA Tour. Now, having said all that,
thank God he's not judging people.
Don't be surprised if in the upcoming near future, there's a package deal with Victor Hovland and Rory McIlroy both going to live. Victor Hovland, I'd be ashamed to see him go, but Rory McIlroy, that would be just devastating the PGA Tour. I will not say that that is over.
All right, now, here's my take on this.
Mm-hmm.
If Rory would have happened to have won the career Grand Slam last week, the $850 million would have been taken. And I'll tell you why. Rory is right now, this year, if he falls out for some reason, were to fall out of the top 50, Rory McIlroy would not be eligible for any major championships.
Right.
If he would have won the Masters, he'd have had lifetime at the Masters, 5 years U.S. Open, 5 years British Open, 5 years PGA Championship.
All the exemptions, yeah.
Now he's got something. That's why what John Rahm did. John Rahm says, look, I've got 5 years of exemptions into the major championships. Rory doesn't necessarily have that. So that's why I think, as well as Victor Hovland, are holding back until they win a major championship. Then I believe it's a possibility that those two things could happen.
If Rory goes, it kills the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah, it's the final nail in the coffin. But don't forget this, guys. Next year and 2026, it's going to be a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a whole different. It's not going to surprise me for there to be LIV and PGA Tour players playing together in non-major events.
In harmony, holding hands.
Right. And they're going to say, hey, wow, it was a little, you know, gee whiz, we sure do like each other now. But so again, where there's smoke, there's normally fire. I don't think this is dead. I would be absolutely shocked if LIV had not made a run at him and talked to his management team and said, hey, we can do this. And they maybe said no. But I think that it is a work in progress.
No for now.
Exactly.
All right. Well, joining us right now, one of our Pro-Am partners from the Ford Championship.
Long hitter.
Without him, we probably would have finished last.
DFL, yes.
Joining us right now is Roy Smith. And Roy is your general manager at the Talking Stick Golf Club. And I have been waiting for this and waiting for this, Roy. You are opening up your newly renovated clubhouse restaurant. Tell our listeners all about what's going on at Talking Stick right now.
Well, quickly, I'll say thank you, obviously, for the invite to the Pro-Am. That was a lot of fun. We didn't get the show that we got last year, but we still had a good time.
Yeah, no kidding. Close.
Yeah. But, no, Talking Stick, you know, after 18 months of construction, we are finally open and up and running at the new Talking Stick Golf Club Grill. The food's amazing as usual. Our new patio area is the best vibe in town. It really is. And, yeah, we're just excited to see it going. We're booking weddings. We have 10 weddings booked. We have all sorts of corporate events going into that new event space. We can now fit up to 230 people inside, which we've never been able to do before. So we're really excited about that.
What was the reason for making this change? Because your clubhouse was very nice. Was it that you saw some different marketing opportunities if you were to make this investment?
Absolutely. I mean, the goal is to make Talking Stick Golf Club the number one golf destination with our new golf academy at the back of the driving range where TruSpec, best club fitter in the world. You know, they're housed out of that golf academy. We have Vision 54, the best, you know, instructors in the world. We got Mike and Sandy LeBeau. I mean, you know, anything you want to do at a golf course, we're going to have it at Talking Stick. And that's why we did the renovation. We wanted to make sure we could do everything from weddings all the way down to a putting lesson at the back of the range, you know. So it's really become that one-stop shop.
So we're speaking with Roy Smith, the general manager at Talking Stick Golf Club. Now, along with that, as summer is approaching, you've got a special card for there, don't you?
Yeah, you know, our card program, it's a great discount program. It's a three-day booking window. You pay $100 for the card. You get a free round of golf with it, so it pretty much pays for itself that way. It's the best deal in town, and any card holder, any one of our 1,800 card holders will tell you that. It's a very highly regarded golf program here in the Valley. So.
Hey, Roy, also, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Player Development Program card?
This one's my favorite because I'm kind of a range rat myself. I like to hit balls still, even after all these years. But $99 a month, You get one bucket of golf balls a day. Right now, you can play golf after 3 o'clock with that card for $25. Where else can you do that? And then, you know, once we get to summer, I think starting June 1st or right in that area, we move that time to 11 o'clock in the afternoon. You can play for $25 after 11 o'clock with that card. So,
and in June, the rate drops a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, the rate for the card does drop. It goes from 99 down to 59 a month. So,
wow. I mean, that's... you know, that $99, what's a bucket of range balls? $20. So you're hitting, if you hit five buckets a month, right, you're ahead of the program. That's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, we love that program.
And is it an annual thing, or can they sign up month to month, or say, hey, I just want to
ask for we just ask for a 60-day commitment. Not anything too wild there, so minimum of 2 months, and you can come and hit balls till your hands bleed.
Man,
you can't be there. Just want a 2 month commitment, $99 a month or $59 a month. Bucket of balls, play for $25. I mean, that's less than playing for a cart fee.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm on my way, Roy. Yeah. I'd save one of those for me.
Two good golf courses.
We got you. I think we got room for one more.
Sure. 1,801 on that practice.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, that is absolutely remarkable. And
I don't know. After I saw you hit Grace Kidden's mom with a golf ball, I think you might need to practice anyway.
I need some work, buddy. That was awful.
So one final question for you. Talk about the golf courses. What kind of shape are they in, and what do we need to know about coming up this summer for anything, any work going on the golf courses other than the natural agronomic stuff that happens in July with aerifications?
You know, one of the best parts about the longevity that we've had with our maintenance team is that we've got a really good program going. Nothing really changes year to year. It's very consistent. We'll do our normal aerification and things in June, July, and August, but the nice thing about having 36 holes is we'll always have one open.
Right.
Both the golf courses are in fantastic condition. Paul Blumke and Bryce Carnes, I mean, those two guys, tip of the cap to those boys. They keep it going even with all the rounds that we've been doing. So conditions are good. We're hosting the Desert Financial Open, which is kind of the old Scottsdale Open, here in a little bit, and then we do have a bunker-to-bunker tournament coming up, too.
That's
a lot of fun things coming up this summer.
Well, we might have to get over there and play a little practice round one day. I'll give you a call. But thanks for joining us, and congratulations on finally being able to get that new clubhouse open. I can hardly wait to get over there and test drive the food and be able to play some golf.
I'll tell you, I never want to see a trailer again. We're so happy to be back inside. Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thanks, Roy.
All right. That is Roy Smith, your general manager out there at Talking Stick. Folks, you need to go take advantage of their programs. They are remarkable. And on top of that, to be able to have the academy that they have there for teaching and club fitting, it's all in one place, one-stop shop. All right, when we come back, we've got more golf to talk about. And don't forget, Kevin McCabe, the dean of AZ High School Sports, is coming up next, unless we kick him out, because we've got more golf to talk about. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Pop quiz, hot shot. The NFL draft happens Thursday. Once the first round begins, you've got 10 minutes to pick your player. You're at pick number 4. What do you do? What do you do?
I have an idea. Yeah.
What kind of Monty moves will happen this year with the Cards at pick number 4?
You know, I think it's about getting our board right.
Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. Get breaking NFL and Cardinals news from Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley. I'm sitting here with Tim Lee. He's the owner-operator of Moving Team 6. And, Timmy, there are many things that have changed in the moving industry. What are some of the moving trends right now in the industry?
Moving has changed a lot. We try to just keep things simple. Anybody can go out there and roll a dolly and pick up some things, but to load up 2 26-footers in a few hours and unload it without damaging anything, wrapping it, packing it, there's a lot more to it than people think, and I think that's why we put it on our shoulders to take that heavy load off of people's minds.
What really has changed in the last couple of years? Has anything?
It seems like there's a lot more people in the market. Every customer, every detail, every little nuance that goes into moving if you're just doing it as a part-time gig, you're not going to be really good at it.
Brothers and sisters, you don't need to master moving trends. Moving Team 6 has already done that. Go to movingteam6.com for more information. That's movingteam6.com. Your move is their mission.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
The Suns have made it to the playoffs. We've seen stars become all-stars, familiar favorites, and walking legends. Today at 12:30, see Game 1, Suns versus Timberwolves on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV. The journey, the grit, the fans. Our goal, the finals. Watch Game 1 of the playoffs as the Suns take on the Timberwolves today at 12:30 on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Smith, and I'm here with my father, Oliver Smith of Oliver Smith Jeweler. We've been helping families in the Valley celebrate life's special moments for 41 years. Tell me about one of your most special moments.
This one, right here.
Recording this commercial?
Yeah, hanging out with you. But seriously, we do get involved with some of our clients' biggest celebrations. That's a matter of trust, and we've been building trust for 41 years.
What about some other special moments, like when I was born?
Yeah, that was pretty special, too.
Trust can be a hard thing to earn. How have you built such a fantastic reputation in the Valley?
In order to build trust, you need to be fair and reasonable in how you treat your customer. They know we need to make money, but we don't need to make that much money.
You've always told us to tell the truth and to be transparent.
Telling the truth is the most important thing about trust.
Come experience why people trust us to get that special moment right every time.
Even this one.
With the gift of Oliver Smith, visit us at Gainey Ranch Scottsdale or at our new location in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
We believe what tomorrow could bring when today doesn't really
matter. James Davis singing group Air Supply.
Really, how did you know?
I'm so lost without you.
For you kids that don't know what albums are, those were those round vinyl things with grooves in it. And you used to put this thing called the needle on it, and it would go round and round and somehow it would play the music. It's just, it's wild.
Can you guys tell me how many RPMs they'd go around?
33
and 45. That's or 78.
And 78.
33 and a third.
Yeah. 33 and a third, 45 and 78. Or 78.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. I always used to play the 45s at 78, so it sounded like Alvin the Chipmunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, we've got to somehow get back on track. We are so far off track.
5 minutes, guys.
Time.
5 minutes.
All right, so real quick, let's give you a little update on what's going on the PGA Tours. See if anybody is making a move over there at Hilton Head yet. Right now, Max Homa is 5 under on his round through 12 holes. Harris English 4 under through 10 holes. Kurt Katayama 4 under through 13 holes, but they are trailing Tom Hoagie, Sepp Straka, Colin Morikawa, and JT Poston, who are all at 11 under par. Ludvig Åberg is sitting with a host of players at 10 under par. They are playing the the Corrales Punta Cana Championship as a opposite field event, where Wesley Bryan is your leader at 15 under par. The Invited Celebrity Classic has not started back up yet, and right now they are suspended for play before they start their second round, but Thomas Bjorn is your leader at 7 under. The Corn Ferry Tour, Brandon Crick is your leader at 14 under par, and on the LPGA Tour, playing their first major championship, Jinhee Im and Atiya Titikal are at 8 under par, followed by Nelly Korda trying to make history. And another person chasing history is Angela Stanford. Angela Stanford is trying to make 100 consecutive major starts. And right now she's sitting on, this is number 98 for her. She's got two more to go to be able to set a pretty impressive record. but it's only 54. It would only be 54 behind Jack Nicklaus. Here's what Angela Stanford had to say about attempting to become the first women to make 100 consecutive starts in majors.
You know, sometimes think that you would see things once in a generation or once in a lifetime, and you know, even if it wasn't me, I would still want one of our players to cross the line. Like, I wouldn't care who it was. I would want an LPGA player to get to 100 because I think it is going to be historically once in a tour kind of deal. Obviously, because Jack Nicklaus is the only human to ever do this. So regardless if it was me or somebody else, I hope I get there. I appreciate Chevron helping me in this step, the 98th step. I have my U.S. Open qualifier next week. So I've been thinking about that quite a bit.
Interestingly enough, if you translate that now, when Angela Stanford started on tour, they only had three or four majors.
Right.
They now have five majors. So even if it was five majors a year, that's 20 years she's right. been out there on right. the LPGA Tour.
Playing good golf.
Playing really good golf, yeah. being competitive, right. being on Solheim Cup teams and all of that. I mean, that's
so here's my question.
Yes.
If she fails in her U.S. Open qualifying, does the USGA give her an exemption?
She better be begging pretty hard for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that golf takes this under their wing and makes it happen.
Well, this is where the LPGA fails them. They don't promote their players very well. Take a look at Nelly Korda. But how they're not making the plea to the USGA now, they might be. We don't know about it, but they have to. They have to get this done.
She missed the cut. She shot three over par, but my bet is she's going to qualify when she does her qualifier for the U.S. Open. She's too good a player, too experienced to be able to not qualify. So we'll keep an eye on that next week. So as we heard from Rory, we have time to be able to get the Tiger in there sure. talking about yes. the Bahamas.
Oh, so Young Ru.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll skip Tiger because it's okay. not really news. Okay. So yesterday we unfortunately had to say goodbye to Se-Yun Ru, who missed the cut in her final event on her LPGA Tour career as she was stepping away from the game of golf and going to be retiring. And this was her post-round interview and what she had to say about it.
I'm just very numb. I just cannot believe this is real. Now I'm going to cry. I promised myself too I'm not going to cry because this is the day I need to be happy with. Just first of all, thanks God to just, you know, allow me to have this wonderful career. And thank you very much for all the family, friends, my team, and my colleagues, all the fans and all the sponsors who helped me out to achieve my dream. I feel truly blessed. I don't know, right now I really feel like I need to go to the airport and go to the next tournament and then I just need to grind it.
Here's my question. Why now? Why not wait to the end of the season?
Well, she said that she just wanted to be able to start to do some things. She was going to be selfish and wanted to start doing some things for herself.
Right. What's the difference in 4 or 5 months?
Well, the burn, the desire are gone. Yeah. One thing, one final note, the Chevron Championship is playing for $7.9 million this year. That's an increase of $4.8 million over the last 3 years for this event. So, finally, some corporations stepping up and paying the ladies. Well, all right, we want to thank Matt Clark for joining us from the LPGA and the Epson Tour.
We want to smoke in some Keith Urban for you, Greg.
Thank you very much. We want to thank Roy Smith from Talking Stick for joining us. We want to thank you for tuning in and putting up with us as we go off the rails. Kevin McCabe, your AZ Dean of High School Sports, is up next. In the meantime, get out there, play some golf. We're out of here.
Holla.